Fiddler on the Roof is the show that breaks rules better than any other classic. One would think that the story of a shtetl in Anatevka would scream niche audience, and each act ends softly. The plot is hardly more than a fable Aesop could have told. Why then should such a show be a classic? How could Fiddler be the closest thing any theater can count on as a sure thing? The answer is simple. Tevye. Peoria Players has assembled another strong showing with Laura Garfinkel's direction. The show starts with the eponymous Fiddler playing the cold opening overture and symbolizing the entire play's message. There to explain it, introduce us, and masterfully guide us through is Lee Winger's Tevye. Tevye is a milkman in the Russian town of Anatevka. He is a respected man in a shtetl set a century in the past. He is a man of faith, filled with love and life and a deeply rooted traditional value system. He is also the father of five headstrong, lovely women. Folks in Anatevka have found a precarious live-and-let-live arrangement. But the zeitgeist is overwhelming this insular community, and anti-Semitism is beginning to rear its ugly head. While the outside world threatens the shtetl, Tevye's daughters, at least in his eyes, are taking his world apart from within. Clearly, this is a setup for a character-driven musical, and Mr. Winger thrives in his role. For those of us who remember Bob Newhart, you'll recognize that the secret of Mr. Wenger's performance is the same as Newhart's ability to act in a scene with only a phone. Mr. Wenger doesn't even get a phone, yet he is able to command the room and make it look so natural that it may appear easy. In fact, it is the cornerstone performance, and you'll see why nobody was sitting when he took his bow. But he is not alone. Tevye's wife and daughters drive much of the action. Carolyn Briggs Gall plays his wife, Golda, and shares some of the sweetest moments of the show with him. Tevye's daughters are played by five wonderful actresses, highlighted by Rebecca Dentino, Chloe Van Slyke, and especially Emily Hardesty, coming into her own as a performer right before our eyes. Larry Betzelberger as Lazar Wolf spearheads a small cadre of characters that provide some of the show's lightest moments. Also fun to watch are Jim Willard as the rabbi, Stacey Brewer as the fiddler, and the show's famous bottle dancers, Kayvon Emtiaz, Natalie McMillian, and Amber Bear. One of the curious letdowns of the show is the sheer size of the cast. There are times when the stage is packed with the intent of creating a lively, bustling community, but it comes off as crowded instead. This is particularly odd when it's clear that choreographer Lisi Higgins knows exactly what she's doing, as she creates such strong images throughout the show. The dancing is wonderful and essential to a show that is as much celebration as it is storyline. The show seems strongest when there are under 3 or over 30 people on stage. Fiddler is a show that I enjoyed before I had children. My wife and I were curious how it would change for us now that we are parents. This is certainly a show that grows with you. Characters don't change over time, but we do, and our view of characters can grow and mature with the advantage of age. Fiddler is better now than it was before for me, and it likely will be for you as well. If you're thinking of introducing your kids to Fiddler, make sure they can handle a 3-hour show, or you too may be driven out of Anatevka. Fiddler on the Roof continues through Sunday at Peoria Players Theater. Tickets and information are available at 309-688-4473 or peoriaplayers.org.